plenty of people and things in this world that want to rub us up the wrong way. Things that annoy us. And some days, they just all seem to gang up on you at the same time. So, then what? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to A Different Perspective as we kick this week off with the next message in this series called The Art of Living. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you dive deep into God's Word and draw closer to Jesus so that you can live the abundant life that He came to give you. It seems like a funny thing to be talking about on the program, but being annoyed is one of those emotions that can eat away at us like cancer. Some days we're all irritated at something. I remember recently I was flying internationally. My last meeting in the country that I was in, well, it hadn't gone quite as I expected. I'd been working some long hours while I was there. And then the taxi driver didn't take what I thought was the most direct route to the airport. The security guy at the airport was being so difficult. The woman at the check-in counter was a complete pain. And to top it all off, the plane was running 2.5 hours late. By the time I was 6 or 7 hours into that flight, I had had enough. All I wanted to do was, let me off this plane. That's it. I've had enough. Get me off. The temptation was to be narky with the person who was sitting next to me and to snap at the stewards on the plane. You know how it is. You get to a point where you're so cranky and agitated and annoyed that all you want to do is snap someone's head off. Whether you're someone who flies a lot or not, I think you've been in similar situations. All these little things seem to conspire to rub you up the wrong way. All these seemingly minor things come at you one after the other, and it's like they're ganging up on you, like Chinese water torture. Drip, 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 and before long, you're ready to scream. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. For some of us, it happens once in a while. But for other people, well, they live their whole lives in a constant state of annoyance. It seems that nothing's good enough. Their wife or their husband, not good enough. The service at the local restaurant, not good enough. The government, not good enough. Their children, not good enough. The place where they live, not good enough. Their boss at work, not good enough. We have a name for people like that. They're called perfectionists. Nothing is ever up to their standard. Now, I happen to understand this state of living particularly well, because for a long time, that's how I lived my life, probably for the best part of the first 30 years of my life. And I can tell you something, it's not a lot of fun. It's no fun at all, because you're constantly annoyed with people. And if you're annoyed with people and situations, it shows. It may well be that you have the force of character to be able to bully people into doing things for you. But people who know that you're constantly annoyed with them, constantly judging them, constantly criticizing them, they're not going to do anything for you willingly, and they're certainly not going to go out of their way to help you. I'm someone who has very high standards at work, in my behavior, and with that came an arrogance, this attitude that it's so hard to soar like an eagle when you're surrounded by a bunch of turkeys. And when I was living my life that way, I was never happy. I was never content. I was never able to build close relationships of friendship and mutual understanding and respect and support. I wonder if there isn't a little bit of that in all of us, some to a greater extent, others to a lesser extent, where we judge other people by how we would have done it. But there is one group of people in this world who seem, well, they're people who've experienced great tragedy in their lives, people who've perhaps stared death in the face, who seem not to get so easily annoyed. I have a great friend called Keith. He and I have co-authored a book. About 20-something years ago, he broke his neck in a surfing accident, and he came very close to losing his life. He's had many operations since. He spent months in traction. He was told he would never walk again. And still today, the guy is often in a great deal of pain. But you know something funny about Keith? Nothing much upsets the guy. He seems to be able to take things in his stride. And that's the point I want to get to today. Some of us allow the little things to get to us, the little niggles from other people to get under our skin, and yet others don't. Some of us expect perfection in everything all the time. We live in a world where nothing and no one is perfect. And it doesn't matter how cranky, how annoyed we get, it is never, ever going to change. We live in an imperfect world. Not so long as you and I draw breath on this earth is it going to change. Would you agree? So then you have to ask yourself, what's the point of being annoyed all the time? What does it achieve? Does it change people? Does it change the world? Well, certainly not in a positive way, does it? I've lived my life in two different ways. For most of my life, I've been annoyed with everyone and everything most of the time. It wasn't fun for me. It wasn't fun for everyone else. It didn't make a positive difference in this world. And it certainly didn't help me live an extraordinary life. And then about 20 years ago, I came to the realization that, you know what, I'm not perfect either. I do things and say things that annoy other people too. And with God's help, that's changed everything for me, that realization. Every now and again, yeah, things do annoy me, sure. But I don't have to live my life in a constant state of annoyance. And that means that I have much, much more peace in my life. There's a great verse in the Bible written a couple of thousand years ago by the Apostle Paul that says this: with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bear one another in love. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 2. It seems that the antidotes to being annoyed all the time are humility, gentleness, and patience. Maybe the next time someone or something annoys you, maybe the next time a bunch of tiny little things gang up on you all one after the other and you're tempted to be annoyed, to be critical, to complain, you could remember those three: humility, gentleness, and patience. I'm still learning. I'm still on a journey. But I have so much more peace and joy in my life these days because I spend much, much less time being annoyed with the rest of the world. It's pretty simple, would you agree? And right at the heart of this huge change for me in my life is the person of Jesus, because I don't have the power to be patient. I don't have the power to be humble and gentle in my own right. It's Jesus, what he did for me, that brought about the change and that is in fact still bringing about the change. Another thing that Paul wrote to his friends, the Colossians, is this: Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults. Forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. It's the memory of the pain that Jesus suffered on the cross to forgive me that helps bring about this amazing change in my life. Now, how can I possibly be annoyed with people all the time if Jesus suffered to pay for all the things that I did to annoy God? If that much grace and mercy has been shown to me at such a huge cost, the suffering and the death of God's own Son on the cross, how can I possibly stay annoyed with you and the rest of the world all the time? The two can't coexist. You can't believe one thing and then do the complete opposite, can you? The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.